Home Care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Lisa Garcia Del Chancic. I'm calling for my son, Nikolai Garcia.
Okay, how can I help you?
Okay, we were referred by somebody that in order when we first signed up, and they said they were going to put in for her to get, like, the referral bonus.
Okay.
And I was just wanting to make sure that that was put in for her.
For Nikolai, is the person who needs to get the bonus?
No, Nikolai is the patient.
Oh, okay. And who's the caregiver?
And the caregiver is Lucas, but Lucas was referred to your company by Dana Reichert.
All right. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to pull up the thing and make sure everything's right in there. And Nikolai,
yes.
Is N-I-K or N-I-C?
No, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-I.
Okay. All right, hold on 1 second.
I didn't get cold. I was bummed. I was nervous. My legs started hurting. As much as I
always. Still having problems? You want me to just hook up your regular computer?
No, we already got the picture of the
office. How did you? Yeah.
To the email? The only other thing I could suggest is the easiest way is going to be create an InCircle for it, upload them all to InCircle versus having to pay for like an app. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Because what is it, $39.99 a month or something? Yeah, it's not worth it. So, no, it's not worth it for the phone, like, to use it. But if you can download the InCircle app, and then you can transfer them all to InCircle. Do it, yeah. It's weird because it works on my iPad, but it doesn't work on my phone as quickly. Yeah, and I don't think I have my lady Erica no more either. Somebody totally else answered her line. Like they're constantly changing. Yeah. Oh, you definitely got to, if you want to get your mom those meals, where does she get them from? Because you said they were like. Yeah. Well, the one on Aramango next to PJP, they just gave Nikolai like rice and beans yesterday. They gave him pasta. Oh my God. I was about to mention
myself. Hi. Okay. I'm sorry. You said Dana Reichert?
Yes.
D-A-N.
She's the home health aide, and the patient is Mary Reichert, I believe that she works for.
All right, let me see.
And it's D-A-N-A.
Yeah. And the last name is R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T. Do you know?
R-E-I-A-R-T.
A-R-T, okay. Okay. All right, I have her. Okay, so that bonus is after 60 days of services. So
she'll get it after 60 days of services?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
So after Nico's been with you guys for 60 days, then Dana will get
the bonus. Yeah,
okay, and does Lucas get the bonus for coming, like bringing
the bonus? Yeah, I can put that in. Yep, I can put that in for him as well. All right, but again, it's
and
after
then,
60 days.
That's fine. And then I just want to make sure that they're getting Lucas's, because we had a guy come out last week that went over everything, and he said as long as Lucas clocked in, you know, and made those 30 hours each week, that we were good.
If everything's good.
Because the first week we had some problems, and then
she
had put in the first, because he worked that Saturday, he went, got his test done, then he went and took Nikolai out for the day and stuff.
Yeah.
So he was supposed to put in for those 2 days for the weekend.
Okay.
I think it was like 16 hours. And then during the week was when he started. He's usually 2 to 6. Monday through Thursday now.
Yep.
And then the weekends, he has like 8 hours, either 10 to 6 or 12 to 8, depending upon what they plan for the weekend.
Right. Okay. So I do have all of his clocks are good.
And then I have another question because in April, April, we're scheduled to go away, which Lucas is coming with us so he can help us take care of Nikolai. How would that work? Because
so,
we're going to be in Vegas from like Thursday to Tuesday.
Okay, so you're just going to need to let us know beforehand, and he can still clock in and out, and then we would just need to get backup verification using the timesheets. And so we just need him to clock in and out. It'll show up, obviously.
I can give you copies of, like, the plane ticket, everything, like,
we don't need
all that.
It's fine.
So
you know,
show, like, that we're all traveling together and Lucas
understood.
Is going to be with Nikolai. So I just want to make sure. Because,
I'll put a note in there.
I don't
that,
want the hours to be taken away because
no, for sure
that's
not.
Monday, and it is
no.
coming up. It's April 16th through the 21st are the dates.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, no, that's not a problem at all. We've done this before. As long as it's within the United States, we can still pay him for that time. The clock in will obviously come out as out of range in the
out
GPS.
Of area. Yes.
So, but as long as we still see them in the system, we can update with the timesheet, and there won't be any lapse at all. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure because he was a little confused with that. He was like, Mom, what happens if I, like, don't clock in here at the house, then what? And I was like, well,
no, I mean, there
have
to
write a note for it.
There has to be some kind of a leeway. It's very frustrating for everyone, us included, that, you know, Medicaid is so stringent with these policies. And with family caregivers, it's not quite as cut and dry. So it's very frustrating for us, too. So I'm sorry.
No. I just would like, again, because like I said, during that week, you know, Nikolai will be with us and, you know, we're just going to make sure, like, everything's together and everything. And then I know the times change because if he has a doctor's appointment or whatever. So I just wanted to make sure, like, it doesn't have to abide by that same schedule every day, as long as it's the 5 hours or whatever each day. Okay.
All right. I would just say to pick like a time where you know it's not going to interfere with anything throughout your travel time. So
what we did is when we travel, we usually like set an alarm for like if he has to take medicine, if we have to do anything like me, if I have to work from home that time when I'm traveling, like there's a time difference. So I set the hour ahead to make sure like I know stuff like that or whatever. But
all right.
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you
I'll
so
put
much.
Everything in
All
there
right,
for
bye-bye.
You guys. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.